Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. And miracles, and it is, there is a silence into which the world cannot intrude. So, what does this quote mean to you?
Good morning, Chas. I love this quote. What it means to me is that there is a place in all of us where there is silence, there is stillness, when we can turn the mind off, when we can not be grasping at the external world for some sort of feeling. There's a quietness, a stillness in each of us. And I believe that that is the place that we reside with God. And so, you know, we want to know God, we have to get quiet. We have to find that place inside of us. I know that, you know, some people find it in the church. I was never able to find it in a church. You know, because I'm subscribing to the God that lived, you know, outside of myself, lived in the sky, I guess, was not something that ever made sense to me. But knowing that God is in each of us and everywhere, in everything, just made a lot more sense to me. So in all of us is God. That's what I believe to be true. That God resides in all of us in the recess of our soul. But in order to access that, we have to get quiet. And we do not live in a world that treasures that. We live in a world that's fast, busy, more. We like feeling good. We don't like being still because, you know, we got a checklist and we got a time frame and we got our roller skates on, and that's how I used to live. And I absolutely cannot live that way today. It doesn't feel right to my soul. To my ego, to my mind, it seemed perfectly normal. But today, it doesn't feel normal anymore. What feels normal is quiet.
Do you think if we all got a taste of that stillness that we would want more?
No.
You don't.
I know. I don't. I'm not saying everybody. I think there are some exceptions to the rule. I think there are people that generally, yes, want that. But for the most part, no. I think that we are conditioned to be on the go.
Listen to our egos.
Yes, to listen to our minds. You're right.
Yeah, for sure. So how do we get to that quiet place?
Well, you know, some people do it through prayer. Some people do it through meditation. Meditation is not, I've tried it for years and years and not really been successful. But walking can be meditative to me, where I can, you know, clear my mind. Sometimes when I wake up in the early hours of the morning, of course, my head is already off to the races with some negative story. And if I can get my mind to let go of it for moments, then there's a stillness there. And I see how when I turn my mind off, I don't really have any strong feelings. But as soon as the mind activity starts again, then of course I physically feel it and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. There's a big difference. I can feel a big difference in a day when I'm in my head and on a day when I'm not.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. Just we can get so up in our head that the whole day goes by and we don't even know. We weren't even present.
Right? Yeah, and then I'm irritable and I got these stories going and none of them are even true. And yeah.
Exactly. Not even true.
Which we were talking about that yesterday. You know, I think that is a form of control, is all that mind activity, making up those stories. For me, it's always what other people are thinking. That is a form of control.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So being without that feels good. I'm not able to do that all the time, or a lot even.
So. No, I don't think most people are, unless you live in a monastery. And
yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak for them either. I don't know. I just know I have moments of it. So the quote, the Course in Miracles quote, resonates because I've had those experiences, and I believe it to be true. But I can't access it all the time. Like you said, the mind activity sometimes almost like it hijacks us.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotizes us.
Yes, it does.
And then we snap out of it. And I have days like this too, where I'll be so in my head, and don't realize it until all of a sudden, like, I'll see a butterfly or a bird or something will catch my attention and, like, snap me out of it. And, like, all of a sudden I'm there in that moment. And it's like, holy cow, where have you been? Like, where have you been this whole time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's a good point. And also that reminds me that, you know, how nature can be very meditative too.
It is for me.
Just, you know, something as simple as watching a butterfly, like you said.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you and I have a thing for the vultures in the sky. I still watch them. They still have meaning to me.
Yes, I know. I feel something very deeply I have for years. It's the way they soar. It's so effortless. And I've always said, you know, one day that's how I'm going to do life, is I'm going to soar high above the sky, just like them.
Yeah. So they can pull me into the moment too, briefly, but you know, it pulls me there.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So it lets you know it is possible.
Absolutely.
But staying there is the tricky part.
So we do our best, right? But the Course in Miracles reminds us that still place is inside of us. And just reminding ourselves, if we want that conscious contact with God, with our higher power, then we have to get still. God is not in the busyness. He's not in all the ego trappings that, you know, we chase. He's not there. He's in the quiet. He's in nature. He's in prayer, you know. He's in our soul. Our soul doesn't care about the trappings. You know, I was looking at a quote this morning. I think it was one of mine. And I was sharing it with you, where it just says that in order to meet our soul, we have to let go of all the selfish parts of ourselves. And selfish parts meaning the ego trappings, mm-hmm. the things that, you know, we chase to feel good.
Things it wants. Oh, yeah. It wants it.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna get it.
Yeah, I can say that I have arrived in a place where I don't really chase that so much anymore. It doesn't mean that I don't still, you know, like to shop or, you know, eat good healthy food. You know, those things I used to sort of get a little high off of. I don't get any high from it anymore. So I'm doing it from a different place. It just feels different. I'm not chasing a feeling. I'm not trying to, I think I was always running from myself. And I too like that feeling. It's like a junkie, you know, you can just become addicted to it. And I think we live in a society that's addicted to it.
For sure.
And I don't feel addicted to it anymore. I don't. It doesn't mean that I don't engage, and it doesn't mean that, but I just don't feel addicted to it. It's just, you know, it just is.
It's been helpful, I know, for me watching you go through that process, because to the ego, which shouldn't really matter, but in my mind, it's like you have to let go of everything to be in that place. And it's like you can't do those other things anymore. It's like, so I think at one time I did just picture like being in some monastery, like, I don't know, with no life, I guess. But that's not really true. It's like you said, about not being attached to those things, not chasing it.
No, you're right. Because I have my thought process has been that I'm going to arrive at a place where I will not shop anymore. I'll be more minimalist.
Yes.
I just won't engage, and food anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't really think that's true.
No.
I think that, you know, personality wise, there's still a in my personality, there's still a part of me that enjoy, I guess the word would be enjoy, not crave, but enjoys. I don't know. I don't even feel the enjoyment, actually. I can't even pull up that feeling. It's just, it just is. I don't think that it's necessary that I become a minimalist. I just need to be myself. And so, no, I haven't completely given those things up. But at the same time, I'm not chasing a feeling to get myself out of myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a way to run. And today, running, the only thing I would want to run from today, and I have, is this physical pain. But I've come to the conclusion that running is not getting me anywhere. So let it be. Those are my words to myself. Let it be. Can you let it be?
Yeah.
Let it be, Deb. So anything that I do is not to try to get out of the pain anymore. I was desperate before. Desperate. But I think that's what people are doing. And I used to be desperate to get out of the emotional pain. That's why I became so addicted to so many things, is I wanted out of this emotional pain that I felt. I don't feel that. I don't feel emotional pain. I feel like so much is healed from my childhood. I know there's more healing to do, but a lot of it has healed. And I think it has for you too, right?
Yeah. And it's just, it's not black or white. It's not all or nothing. Like, yeah. That's my mind that tells me those things.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all this. It's, no. Like I said, you've shown me. It doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-mm. No, you can still, you're still a human being.
Yeah.
You're still, you might be a spiritual being having a human experience, but you're still a human being here. So, you know, there's some things you're just going to do as part of being a human being.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I really have a desire to be a minimalist, or I would have already done it.
Yeah.
I live in a pretty good sized house with a lot of stuff in it. So I don't think I'm just going to, No, I don't think that's a desire. But well, I don't think that I have to let go. I don't think anybody has to let go to be able to access that inner life. I think you can have both. It's just
that's
finding
helpful.
The balance. Yeah, it's finding the balance of having the external life and the internal life.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah.
Not all or nothing.
Nope. It's not one way or the other way.
Yeah. Well, anything else you'd add?
That's it.
All right. Well, this was a good quote today. And yeah, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!